The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Donna Wortham, and I'm the host for today's show. And I'd like to welcome you to Kingdom Empowerment, Inc. Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is March 6, 2014. We are here to equip and empower the body of Christ and add value to your God-inspired destiny and purpose in life. And today we have a guest with us. Her name is Ma Banda. She's a profound Christian singer for the body of Christ, and she's also the founder of Ma Banda Outreach Ministries. And we welcome you today and on being on the show with us today, Pam. And I am very, I don't know how to, I feel like I'm special. I might say, with having you here today.
Man.
And I know that you're going to share some great things with us, and you're going to help the body of Christ to know about how you can experience success in the kingdom of God. Because yours is an awesome story, and it's very profound. I kind of know a little bit about your background, and from knowing you and over the years, and I've always been impressed with your music and impressed with your ministry as well. Can you, would you like to share a little bit with the audience about yourself and how you got involved in singing and being to where you are right now?
Amen. I just want to first of all thank you for this opportunity. You know, I thank God. It's an honor to be speaking with you. Just to talk about myself and my music, my family. I was born in a musical family, Christian home, and my mom is a big singer, even though she's old now. She's like close to her 80s. But I started singing at the age of 5, and I never stopped up to now. And then I recorded my first album in 2009. Which is a self-titled album. And then my second album was in 2012. And right now I'm launching my third album, which is titled A Call for True Worship and Praise. And I'm really excited that it's just this Saturday. And I, besides recording music, I'm a worshiper. I've been doing praise and worship ever, like I said, and really like leading a congregation. It was from the time I was probably 7 or 8, and I never stopped up to now. So it's like I was born for it.
Yeah, you know, just sitting and watching you, and actually you can't just sit, because when you're singing, it's like you get all involved in it, just like you are, because you're dancing on stage, you're moving, and you're praising. You're praising the Lord, so you really can't just sit down when you're singing. And I've actually experienced you like close up in ministry, your ministry and song. And it's awesome because you can tell that the power of God is with you, that you're sincere about what you're doing, and it really doesn't impact the audience because, as I said, no one can sit down because when the praise and worship is going up when you're singing.
Amen.
Can you tell us a little? Yeah, amen, amen. I have to say it because it's true. I'm not saying it just because that you're on here with us today, but I've experienced some great things being in the presence of some of the events that you have had in the past, and I had the opportunity to be a part of it. I see that you're rising up in the kingdom of God and doing great things, and you're making impact in various parts of the world with your outreach ministry. Can you tell us a little bit more about your ministry and what you're doing now?
Amen. I've always loved to help the less fortunate ever since I was a kid. So as I grew older, I registered the ministry. I mean, I founded the ministry, My Vanda Outreach Ministries, which is really to support the orphan population in Africa. And the main focus of the ministry right now is on Zimbabwe, because that's where I'm originally from. So we are mainly focusing on Zimbabwe, and as the ministry is growing, we want to branch out to other countries, because I'm not only called for Zimbabwe. I believe that I'm called for the world. So I found it very profound, very critical that I help these orphans, because my country was affected by the epidemic from the early 90s. Up to now, they're still struggling, and there's like millions of children that are orphaned. So every year, we do a benefit event. So this year is going to be the 6th annual benefit event, which is going to be this Saturday in Dallas, Texas. And we are going to be fundraising through the launch, of course, because I'll be launching my album. And through those funds, we are going to be able to put so many children in school. And if you notice, like on my Facebook, I post like students that have graduated from high school or that have done so well in high school. So it's really encouraging. And I encourage everyone and anyone to get involved and help us to help these children have a better tomorrow. So that's what the ministry stands for. Because our mission is to fight illiteracy in Africa, because illiteracy is going to bring barbarianism in Africa. And barbarianism is when people just live anyhow. They can kill each other. They are so whatever. I mean, anything that is not positive can happen with a nation that is not educated. So that is the reason why this ministry stands.
Amen, amen. You know, amen. Actually traveling to Africa myself, you mm-hmm. see the children in so much of a desperate need, even just for the basic elements of education, where mm-hmm. we have in the United States, there's free access to it. And even while I was there, I had the opportunity of helping some of the kids in school, like help them with their uniforms.
Amen.
You know, mm-hmm. and I even went into the school system and volunteered a little bit just to help the school, you know, help the children to see things from a different perspective. And I think education, that area is something that is very much needed. And like you said, these kids, they have to pay for their education. It's not like mm-hmm. they get it. And then also the uniforms that they wear to school, they have mm-hmm. to buy those. The parents have to. And I seen, I went to the beach area, and I saw that they were really struggling because they will fish for a whole year, and they really don't do anything for the fishing until at the end of the year. I mean, they'll be able to receive some of the stock to eat on and take care of their family with, but they really don't. So the mothers of the children are they're out selling and working, trying to raise monies for the uniforms and just for the kids to have a basic education. And it's like you said, education is very important, because when they don't have the proper education, you know, especially in an impoverished environment, mm-hmm. it becomes survival of the fittest. And it does, you know, we as the body of Christ, we're here to impact the world. And it's a passion. The passion that you have is a passion of mine.
Amen.
Except for mine is empowering and equipping women so that the children can be taken care of properly as they're growing up. And and of course, you're doing similar, but you're working with orphans, and I think that's awesome. That is great. It's very much so needed. And I just want to state what you were saying. You did indicate that you were having a fundraiser and album launch this weekend, which is March the 8th, 2014, and at the Hope International Church?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, at 431 West Bedford, Euless Road, which is in Hearst, Texas. And that will be from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And I will repeat it again at the end of the show, and I'll also let you give your details just in case God is touching someone's heart out there to help you with the missions that you're doing in Africa to help the children all throughout Africa. And right now I know your focus is Zimbabwe. You know, one of the things I know, you know, I mentioned earlier that the way that I see that you worship and you praise is so profoundly, and you just get caught up in it. And also the people that are watching you, they get caught up in it. You know, today you see so much performance and singing or worshiping and praising more so than what you see it being natural, just like it seems, you know, when you watch you, it just seems like that it comes natural for you. How do you keep your relationship with God in order to be able to display your love for Him on stage so openly without going into the performance mode?
That's right. Basically, myself, when I go on stage, I don't go there saying that I know. Oh, my God, I know this thing, trying to give myself, praises. Because one thing, I know the glory belongs to God. So each time when I'm about to go on stage, I just surrender to Him. And I just ask Him to use me the way He wants me to, you know, the way He wants Himself to use me. Because many a times, the moment you feel like, oh, my God, the same thing as when the devil was cast out from heaven. He had the most beautiful voice. He was best in the... His body was music. But the moment he just got big-headed, that's when he passed out of the heaven. So that's the mistake most worshippers make, that they become... They want to take the place of God. They want everybody to just worship them or bow down to them. Me, I don't know. I just say I'm not the best in the world. Just use me the way you want to use me, because I'm not the best singer in the world. I'm just a vessel. That's the attitude I carry with me everywhere I go.
Amen. I like that. Amen. I like that. The perfect example for that, and which lets you know that you're humble and that you're sincere about what you're doing.
Amen.
As you so stated, that pride is the fall of most men, and in order to be successful in the kingdom, we have to move away from that pridefulness, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes
you
don't even know that it exists unless you are, like you said, you are seeking God for your strength and your grace as you're doing the work of God. You know, I have another question for you, though. Oftentimes, it can be difficult for singers and Christian leaders to juggle their time due to travel and other lifestyle factors. How do you balance your day-to-day or weekly activities to keep the vision going while having family and children? You know, you're married and you have children. How do you go about it?
You have to actually schedule your things. If you don't schedule your things, you feel like you don't have time for anything. You actually have time for anything and everything that you want to do. So I'm grateful that, you know, I have had an opportunity to go to school, acquire a master's degree, right now trying to work on my PhD. So when I was going to school, I was still doing my ministry. I still have those children. I was still married. It was just a matter of me scheduling my times, okay? Like every year I want to travel to Africa. So I already scheduled, okay, I'm going to go to Africa in August. And I want to travel to Canada. So I make my schedules way in advance. If you notice, even when I do my program, I start talking about the program 3-4 months in advance so I can prepare myself, prepare the people, prepare whoever wants to attend my program, send out information, schedule things and whatever. It's all about scheduling. If you don't schedule, no matter how many hours, even if God was to give us like 48 hours in a day, if you don't schedule things, you still feel like, I don't have time. I don't have time. Oh, yeah. So it's a matter of scheduling. Yeah. And, of course, now my husband lives in Midland. I mean, he works in Midland. So I moved back to the Dallas, Texas area. And so I decided, okay, since my husband is away, the kids need time. I decided to do away with my job. Instead of being too busy and trying to juggle ministry, juggle this, you end up putting God on the shelf and saying, God, I got to do this. You're going to have to stay over there. So it's a matter of choices, yes.
Yes, and that takes faith. That really would take faith to walk away from a corporate America environment in which you were successful in. Also, I like to say, and decide to just go full bloom into doing the work of God. It's not an easy decision to make, so it really does take having faith in order to be successful. And you so rightly said, order in the house.
order in that's the kingdom
of God. Without order, oh my God, things will be chaotic. But the other important point that you said, you pointed out was that preparation, being prepared ahead of time. So you schedule in advance where you're not waiting until it's like right there in your face and you're trying to figure out what to do with it, which that's excellent.
That's true.
It's excellent. I like the way that you brought that out because a lot of people, they want to go full bloom into ministry with God. They want to do so many things, whether it's music, it could be pastoral, it could be singing, it could be many things. And, you know, you can even have a business and still introduce the things of God, the kingdom of God into it. But for someone that desires to share their music or song for the Lord and start a ministry similar to what you're doing now while being successfully sustained in the kingdom of God, what are some of the ideas that you would like to share with them on how they can go about doing it?
The best thing I can advise someone is whatever the Lord has called you to do, that's what you need to focus on. If he called you to be a singer, focus on the singing. Most people, they want to juggle singing, preaching. You know, there's so many bodies of, you know, ministry. I mean, there's so many things that a person can do in ministry. So focusing on just one thing. And some people want to give up as soon as they start. Maybe it didn't work out well. Maybe people didn't respond to them, you know, so much. So they feel like, oh, let me change, let me do this. And then next year that thing is not working out. Oh, let me change, let me do this. Just focus on that one thing. That one thing. I was called to sing. I was called for the orphan ministry. So I've been focusing on it. And because of that focus, I've had so many great responses from all over, even in Zimbabwe. Right now I'm branching out. I'll be in South Africa, and I'm going to be visiting Canada and all that because of just the focus on that particular one thing. Not to confuse, because we are all human. So if you bring 10,000 things to me all the time, I look at you like I'm not serious. So seriousness on that focus, that's my advice to anyone that is aspiring to become anything they want to be, either in ministry or whatever they want to do in life. That's just my advice.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes something to drive that passion, and also it takes something to sustain it. What helps you, you know, with your life? How do you sustain the passion for your vision?
What sustains it is You know, the thing is, everybody is born with a purpose. If you exercise the purpose that God called you to be in, it helps you to sustain that thing. And also family. Once your family accepts or once your family is supporting you in the vision that God gave you, it helps to sustain it. And also finances, because finances play a big role. So as long as your family is supporting you, as long as the finances are there for your vision to really grow, it will really grow. That's the biggest thing. Most ministries are not standing because they're not financially stable, or they're not being supported by their families or friends that surround them, or, you know, other various reasons. So support is the number one. And, of course, not only support, finance, believing in yourself, living your purpose, all those things that play a big role.
Amen. Amen. You know, I like what you said, God first, you know.
Yes.
Granting you the grace and the ability and consistently seeking him for guidance, revelation, mm-hmm. You know, to expand your vision, because sometimes you have to grow your vision. You may have it in one place, and then God begins to help you to get insight to increase it and to grow it and put it mm-hmm. in the proper perspective and align it to the way that he has willed for it to be. And mm-hmm. then you establish, I know you know yourself from, as you said, being educated to and going to school, your mission, having what value are you adding to the environment or your society. Taking all of those things into consideration, but you mentioned support. I mm-hmm. totally agree with you there. You have to, if you are whatever environment you're in, you need to have that support that's going to encourage you and build you and keep you going. But if you have something around you that's negative, that's not supporting you all the time, that's bringing, you know, do not believe in what you're doing, what would you say that they should do? About that,
if they're not receiving as much support as they were expecting, is that your question?
Yes, if they're not getting the support, they're in an environment where someone just do not believe in what they're doing.
Okay.
It's not supportive of what they're doing. How? What mm-hmm. should they do? I mean,
one thing I know is. Okay. One thing I really know is something that is from God, it's going to face mm-hmm. a lot of resistance. It's not going to be embraced by people just like that. You know, it's your mm-hmm. time to test your faith in God. Because really when mm-hmm. God calls you, he calls you for him, not for the people. So he's
yes.
the one who is great. He is the one that you should focus on. So sometimes if mm-hmm. we don't get the support from the environment, people tend to change and say, okay, maybe I'm in the wrong thing. Maybe I need to change and do something else. What makes you think you're gonna be supported in that new thing that you're going to take? But when you know you're in the right place, your trust is in the Lord, you are planted in God. Even if you get resistance, God is the one that is going to tend their hearts. And he is going to be the one to cause those people to come and support your ministry. I've faced so many resistance in the ministry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been doing this for the past 7-8 years, and mm-hmm. we faced a lot of challenges, many challenges. And right now
yeah.
I can testify and say that even other people that were not really supporting us, they were following from afar until they came and said, oh my goodness, I didn't know you were really, really serious. I didn't know you were genuine. Because I've had calls from Zimbabwe children in different schools saying that their school fees were paid through my Banda Outreach Ministries, because this involves money. There are some ministries
yeah.
out there, or individuals or NGOs out there, that are just saying, oh, we are doing this, we're doing that. They get money and then they, you know, fat in their own pockets. So
mm-hmm.
you just have to stand with the Lord. Yeah.
Amen, amen. And, you know, what's so really impressive about you, like you said, you've only been doing it for 8 years. You're coming in, you know, you've been here in America for some time,
yes.
But you're from Zimbabwe, and you have been able to sell over 10,000 CDs in America.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and that's, to me, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Amen.
With you coming up in ministry and seeing you grow and you know, your passion that you have for what you're doing. And I know that you, as for me, there's no doubt in my mind that you're not sincere in what you're doing, because I know that both you and your husband are insincere about helping the youth, the help and the children in your country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that. So because of that, I know that everything is, this is why God is so behind you. God
Amen.
Has given you, know that he's behind you because he gave you the vision to do it, and that's why it's becoming successful. And that's one of the things, like you said, you have to check your vision, check your mission if it's not going properly. And then, you know, you need to make sure this is what God really wants you to do, number one. And then the other
mm-hmm.
thing, are those persons that are not going along with you, keep going. Keep running the
yeah.
race. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because when God is with you, no matter what, it's going to come into fruition, and no one can stop that.
That's
so
right.
So just keep having faith and keep going. One
right.
of the things, too, that I like about your ministry and what you're doing, Pam, is that you have, you know, you have a very good support system with you.
Yeah.
And how does your husband play a role in what you do?
He's actually the co-founder of the ministry. So him, he's not a singer like myself. So we use the musical talent to raise funds. And myself, I'm not a big-time speaker. I am not very good with speaking. I'm good with the singing. In conjunction with singing, I can speak a little bit, but not like to be put on a spotlight and say, give us a speech. No. So my husband is the one that is responsible to give those critical speeches that may be required. Like, for instance, if we go in a formal setting and we have to speak about the ministry, my husband is the one that is the mouthpiece of the ministry in terms of speaking and all that. Me, I'm focusing on the music and making sure that whatever administration that is required for the ministry is done, I do it. The marketing, the advertising, I do it. I handle all that. But him, oh, my God, when he starts speaking, you know that there's a man that is really called to speak. That's what he is for in the ministry. Hello?
It's like God knew you in your mother's womb. This was all planned because he matched you with the perfect husband that
yeah.
can play such a role, a key role in the vision that he has set for you. And that
That's
is
true.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
It is great. You know, I've heard your children and a few of your songs, a few of your previous recordings, and I'm just curious to know, how do they feel about what you're doing? How do they feel about Mom?
So they love the ministry so much. It's just that I cannot overplay my music in the house or in the car. If it's a new album
yeah.
like this one, they will take it for a few plays and plays and plays, and then after a while, they're like, ah, Mom, stop. It's with any child, you know, when you're a pastor or, you know, a singer, the kids are like, Mom, no, not your music again. But they love it so much. They know every lyric in every song. They sing along with it. They know everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. And you know, I can tell on the one of the songs. I think it was which CD is it? I had it recently on your Facebook page, but you were wearing like a turquoise or a bluish color outfit.
Yeah.
And I remember the first song that they were on it, and it seemed like they were having fun.
Yes.
You know, doing helping you with recording it. So that's great.
Yeah.
It's great that you have the whole family involved in what you're doing. I think that's also a key to being successful in the kingdom of God. What would you say? Yeah, what would you say to a born-again child of God out there that may help, you know, may help them to be successful in anything that they desire to do? What would you like to say to them right now?
I would tell them to put their all, you know, your all your body, your strength, your mind, your spirit, your everything in whatever you focus on, your finances. Don't settle for less. I always say to people, it's not the rich people that can do great things only. Even the people that don't have as much riches, they can still do great things. If someone gives you $100, if someone gives you $100 to buy a pair of shoes, buy the best pair of shoes $100 can buy. And if you have $10,000 to buy a pair of shoes, buy the best pair of shoes that $10,000 can buy. If you have $50, buy the best shoe for that $50. So me as a minister, I mean, as a person in ministry, whatever God has gifted me with, I put my all. I may not be the best singer in the world. I may not be the best minister in the world. I may not be the greatest. But whatever God has given me, I put my all. And that's what I'll give. Yes.
I like that. I like that because it's sacrificial. It's sacrifice and everything that you have to bring the vision of God into fruition so that you can help and empowering and equipping the body of Christ. And that more could we do. And that's a great answer. I like that.
Amen.
Yeah, I like that. Pam, I'm calling you that because that's what I call you. Your name, tell them a little bit why your name is Ma Banda. How did you come about the name Ma Banda?
My Banda means Mrs. Banda. So in my culture, my is Mrs. or Miss, I don't know, MRS. So so ever since I started singing, like after I was married, I kind of refused to be called Mrs. That was when I was just a year in marriage. And all the women and men were making fun of me, and they kept calling me My Banda, My Banda. And even when they call me on stage, I'll be like, no, call me Pam. And as soon as my time comes to minister, they will call me My Banda, and I'll be sitting down, and I'll be resistant, and I don't want to get up. And they keep saying, My Banda, hey, Pam, My Banda, come on, get up and sing. I'll be like, okay. Then I get up. So it went on for years and years until it got around. Everybody just calling me My Banda until I said, you know what, they don't want to call me Pam. And then I just ended up calling myself My Banda. So instead of saying Mrs. Banda, My has already started to become my first name. So some call me My, and I just respond. So that's how it began. And it's been 16 years now. Yeah, it's been 16 years. I've been married for 16 years now. So now I'm so used to it. And if someone calls me, I mean, I don't mind being called Pam by you because we've known each other for so long. But other younger people, when they say Pam, I'm like, what? Did you just call me Pam? I'm My Banda.
Like,
you know? Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. We're getting down to the final questions. How can people that are interested in your music buy it? How can they get a hold of it?
as soon as one of the albums, the second album is on CD Baby. If they search for My Banda, they'll find me on CD Baby. And as soon as I finish the launch, because I wanted to launch it first before I make it available on iTunes, I'm talking about my third album, the one I'm launching, I'm going to avail my music on iTunes and every other internet radio station, internet, and they could also order the music directly from me or from my website. I still need to make it available on the website where people can just go and purchase the music. We are still in the process of trying to update some things on the website, but that will be done after the launch. So that's the best way, yes. Or they can contact me at My Banda Outreach Ministries. Actually, it's mybandaoutreach.org. That's the website. Or they can. I will give you my contact information. Anyone that needs to contact me, you will have my contact information.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, if they want to purchase your CD right now, they can go to www.cdbaby.com.
My Banda.
So it's M-A-I Banda. So
yes.
They will be able to get access to your music. And
that is true.
Also, you do have a Facebook page out there, which is My Banda, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Again, that's M-A-I Banda. And the ministry is My Banda Outreach Ministry. If they wanted to donate, if anyone in the audience wanted to send you a donation or post, do it online or however they would like to send it to you, how can they send you a donation?
Okay, online, we used to be able to have PayPal, but I decided we wanted to improve it that way. It's not just PayPal. We can accept, any other form of payment. So once the launch is over, the guy that is working on the website, he's going to be available to sit down with me and we make those improvements so that people are able to give on our website, mybandaoutreach.org, or they can mail it directly to us in Dallas, Texas, or in, because we have another office in Midland, Texas, which I will provide the address to you. Do you want me to give it out now, or I can provide that to you?
Yeah, I think it would be great to give it out now, and the reason why is because we have so many people that download the what we're recording now, and they will be listening to it at a later time. I think it would be great for you to go ahead and state that information. You might want to slow down and state it clearly so that they can be able to take it and, be able to send, donate. If you have a PayPal email address that they can submit a payment through, you can share that however you want them to be able to do it, your address and your email address and your address. You might want to share it now.
Oh, okay. If they want to mail a donation directly to us, the office is out of Midland, Texas. So the address is 3404 West Illinois Avenue, Suite 207, actually 207, in Midland, Texas, 79703. Again, the address is 3404 West Illinois Avenue in Midland, Texas. Suite office number is 207, and the zip code is 79703. And I can also be reached even by telephone at 469-288-6190. And if they want to email me, it's Tiara, it's spelled T as in Tom, I-A-R-R-A, Banda, B as in boy, A-N-D-A, @gmail.com. That's the email address. And I can also be reached on Facebook, like I said. And I can also be reached, you know, on my website, which is mybandaoutreach.org. So either way, you know, or if anybody calls and inquires for any information, I can provide that still to the radio station.
Okay, that is great. Mm-hmm. And I will repeat it again at the end of the show to make sure everyone will get that information so that if they are interested in donating, if God touched their heart to do so, that they can send donations for the My Banda Outreach Ministry, and also if they want to purchase your CD. Sam, is there any final words that you would like to share with the audience regarding how being successful and experiencing success? How does it feel to, you know, to experience in the kingdom of God?
In the kingdom, yes. I got a lot to say, but all I can say is I'm honored and I'm just grateful, and I encourage those that want to be in ministry to continue to be humble and to continue to allow God to use them, give the glory to God and not the praises to themselves, because all the glory belongs to Him. Because the moment you try to glorify yourself, the Lord moves away from you and you'll be vulnerable to any other spirits that are out there that are always roaming around trying to destroy you. But the moment you realize that all glory and honor belongs to Him, God, He will continue to raise you up. Humble yourself and He will be the one to lift you up. That's my encouragement to every minister out there.
Amen. That's a perfect encouragement. Remain humble in everything that we do. Sam, we do have some callers, audience out there today. So I want to open up the floor to give them a few minutes to ask you some questions, about 9 minutes of time before we close out. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone out there that would like to ask any questions at this time? We are opening the door for you to ask Ma Banda Live any questions that you might want to have about being successful in the kingdom of God, or any questions about the ministry.
Yes, Mrs. Ma Banda, do you travel to, like, churches and sing in churches, like, have you been to Oklahoma?
I haven't been to Oklahoma. Actually, I meant to go to Oklahoma, but I was singing. I was ministering at the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I was leading the worship, so it kind of clashed with that program. But I do visit different churches in different cities, in different states. As long as I receive an invitation, an open invitation, I'll be so glad to go there.
Oh, okay. And also, is there a fee that you charge or anything, may I ask?
Not necessarily a fee, but I usually advise ministries or whoever invites me that, you know, at least if they can take care of my traveling expenses, my hotel expenses. And mostly I just ask for an offering to sustain the ministry, because all this traveling is not cheap. It's not easy. So you'd need an offering. I don't have a set fee that I say, okay, this is the fee that I charge, because I'm not there to entertain. I do it for the kingdom. And I always go there with my CDs. I sell my CDs and just advise them that, hey, I take care of children. So whatever the Lord has laid on your spirit to donate to the ministry is appreciated. So that's how I operate, because I figure if I put a fee, that's performance.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Is there any other questions that any of the audience might have out there for Ma Banda at this time? Okay. I want to share the address again. If anyone would like to send any donations, you can send them to 3404 West Illinois, Suite 207 in Midland, Texas. Zip code is 79703, and that's Ma Banda Outreach Ministries. There is also a website address, which is MAIBANDA outreach.org. The phone number that you can reach Ma Banda on is 469-288-6190. She also presented, Pam, I'm going to let you give that email address again. Can you please share your email address? And they can use that for PayPal, right, if they want to donate via PayPal?
If they want to, yes. My PayPal, I had kind of suspended it because I was switching bank accounts. So I'm going to work on it as soon as the event is over this Saturday because I don't want to bombard myself with a whole lot of stuff. I switched banks since I moved from Midland. The email address is T as in Tom, IRRABANDA at gmail.com. So that's tiarabanda at gmail.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give one final ask. Is there any questions that the audience might have? Okay. Pam, before we close out, I would like to share. I'm sorry, was there a question?
I think someone was about to ask.
She gave a www.ddbaby.com. I didn't quite get that one.
M as in mother, A as in apple, I as in India, B as in boy, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, D as in David, King David, A as in apple, and outreach. .org.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
Right. MaBandaOutreach.org.
That is correct.
Okay. And is there any other questions? All right, Pam, I want to play one of the songs that you made in Zimbabwe in your language. And I want you, can you please tell them a little bit about the language and what the song is saying? Is track number one, Mwari Munye?
Mwari Munye Tsitsi.
He is a merciful
God.
He is a merciful God. Can you tell him a little bit about that song?
He's a merciful God. Yes. He sent his only son to die for us on the, that is in the song. Regardless of whatever the world had done, he still gave us his son. So it's a song to rejoice that, you know, we are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Regardless of who you are a child of the Most High God. You are in the palm of his hand. You should not worry, but the only thing we should do is to rejoice knowing that my God is my Lord. He sent his son for me. So that's the message that is in the song. And it says that the singers are singing about his greatness. The preachers are preaching about the greatness of Christ. Even the people on the streets, wherever you see people, they are talking about Christ. So that's the message in the song.
Okay, I'm just going to play a small bit of it, but I also want to say there's English songs on the CD. And also, you know, she sings in more than one language. So if you have a congregation of several different type of languages or cultures, I'll let her tell just a little bit about that after I play the song, which is I'm going to state it in English, and I'm going to let you state it again in your language. is He Is a Merciful God by Ma Banda, and I'll let you say it in your language, Ma.
Okay.
Okay. Sitting over here dancing, so I didn't want to turn the music off. thank God, but we've been listening to He Is a Merciful God by Ma Banda on her CD, and it is available for sale on CD Baby, as well as other CDs that she have available out there. And the CDs are a mixture of English and her native Zimbabwe language. And which Zimbabwe language do you speak, Pam?
I speak Shona, so that's my language. I do kind of speak Ndebele, the other language in Zimbabwe, but I'm very much more fluent in Shona. I do sing in Shona, Zulu, and in Swahili. So my new album has, you know, a few Swahili lines in the new album, but it's predominantly English this time because the fact that my fan base has grown so much that it's not only Zimbabwean. So this year I decided, let me go ahead and just do two songs in my language, and the rest of the songs are in English.
Wow, that's awesome. That is great. And I know also, too, I've heard you sing, and like you said, you sing in other languages, and that's because you also used to sing with the international group Voices for Africa, correct?
Yes, that is so true, yes. We are different people from different nations.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
which is
yes.
great. Yeah,
Amen,
that's great.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I also have heard you sing in the Nigerian language as well.
I sing Yoruba and the other language, Igbo. As long as they teach me how to pronounce the word correctly, then I know I will sing it. It's a matter of saying it the right way, and if you don't say it the right way, people might not really understand, especially, you know, the Yorubas. They might not understand, so you really want to know how to enunciate the words the right way. So that's those are the two languages that I've been, you know, been privileged to minister in.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to have you to come back in the future and you know, share with us again whenever you have time. I know you're a very busy person, and again, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to be with us when it's so near for you to be having the launching of your new CD and also the fundraising that you're doing for Ma Banda Outreach Ministries. And the fundraising will be held on March 8, 2014 at Hope International Church in 431 West Bedford Euless Road in Hearst, Texas, zip code 76053. So all of you persons from Dallas, DFW area, go out and support the ministry and share in the great work that God is doing. And I'm sure I promise you, you will enjoy yourself, that you're going to have a
Amen.
Lot of fun. That you will find it difficult to sit down. You will genuinely get up and praise the Lord. You'll be like David, who
Amen.
Danced. Yes, before the Lord. So it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And again, if you're interested in donating in the My Banda Outreach Ministries and helping the orphan children to be able to have a quality education in Zimbabwe to impact the body of Christ, impact the kingdom of God, which are donations. The address is 3404 West Illinois, Suite 207 in Midland, Texas, with a zip code of 79703. And also you can contact My Banda on our Facebook page by looking up MAI Banda, BANDA. And you will find her Facebook page there. And also you can call her at 469-288-6190. Her website address is mybandaoutreach.org. And the email address is TIRRABanda@gmail.com. You have been listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Kingdom Empowerment, Inc., and my name is Donna Wortham. I am the host of the show, and we do welcome you, and we thank you for being a part of the show today. And I just want to remind you that we do love you, and we pray that God will give you great success in your future, whatever you desire to do. I know that God will be with you, and I know that if it's his vision, you will be successful in the kingdom of God. And God bless Amen. Everyone. Pam, would you like to pray as we're closing out for the body
Amen.
Of Christ?
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you. We magnify your holy name, O Jesus. I want to thank you for this radio station. I want to thank you for the life of Sister Donna. I want to thank you for the work that you've given to her, Almighty God. I bless your holy name this afternoon. I magnify your mighty name. I pray for the upcoming events. I pray for those that have listened to this program, Almighty God, that, Lord, they will have a desire to give and into the kingdom, of Father, to these children, to help these children to have a quality education in Africa. So I pray that, mighty God, you will continue to bless the ministry. Continue to bless Sister Donna, almighty God. Continue to help her to reach out. She has a ministry to empower the women. Lord, I ask you, Jesus Christ, to continue to bless her financially, bless her spiritually, bless her in all the areas of her life, Almighty God. We thank you for this day, oh Father God, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. We are privileged to have been alive in this day. Many people are in the hospitals. Some are already not alive right now, but we are alive and healthy. So we thank you, mighty God. We glorify your mighty name. We lift you up on high because we know that you are the God of heaven. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You created us with your own image. So we thank you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. We lift you up on high, Jesus Christ. We thank you. We magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pam. And Again, thank you to everyone that joined us today. I'm just going to close out by playing my banda song, Victory, Victory in Lord Jesus, Victory in
Amen.
The Lord Jesus. And again, Pam, we hope that you'll come back and join us in the future. And I just want to say God bless you and thank you for being obedient to the call.
Amen. Thank you.
Pam, the show has stopped recording, but I would like to ask if it's okay if I continue to play some of your clips in the future shows that are coming on just to advertise, and also I'll continue to announce what you're doing. I'd like to tell you that right now we have, we just started. It's been, what, 1.5 weeks or so. We have like 200 people that are downloading from us. We have a 100,000 or more reach to the population that's in Facebook. Mm-hmm. So it will continue to be advertised.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah, that'll be very nice. That'll
well, thank
blessing.
You for being a part of it. I really do appreciate your humbleness and I know God will be with you. I won't be there in physically. I'll be there in spirit, and also we definitely will be donating to the organization. So,
amen. Thank you so much.
Have a blessed day, and may the grace of God be with you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard-to-recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.